Welcome to the College Football Bros 2019 Midseason Trivia Show. Here's your host, Michael Newman.
Thank you, Sarah, for that introduction. Welcome to the show, everyone. I am joined by our two contestants. To my left is a coffee table book writer from the Upper West Side.
Yeah, that's me, Ryan Newman.
And to my right is a soup restaurateur from Midtown Manhattan.
No, that's not true. This is Trey Newman.
All right, Trey never plays along, but here's the format.
No, he doesn't.
As always, we have 6 rounds of questions. Whoever wins the most rounds wins the competition. Each round has 6 questions, 3 for Ryan, 3 for Trey. And of course, they're about the first half here of the college football season. If you get one of your questions wrong, the other player does have a chance to steal. And if a round or the game, the match ends in a tie, I have tiebreakers prepared. Are you guys ready?
Ready, Mike.
Okay. One last thing, actually, before we get started. I have created a quiz online for the listeners. It has all 36 questions from today's show. You can find the link to that quiz in our pinned tweet at CFB Bros, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/collegefootballbros, and in the link in our Instagram bio at College Football Bros. So we will send whoever gets the most answers right on that quiz a College Football Bros t-shirt. If you already have a t-shirt, we'll figure something else out.
Honor code.
Oh, yeah, that's an important thing. Honor code. Don't cheat. Don't listen to the episode. Don't look it up online.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, don't be that guy. Ryan, you that was something you would do, I feel like.
No.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, press pause right now. Go take that quiz and then come back and listen for the answers. All right, let's get into round one. The category is players. And Trey, you're the oldest. You have the first question here. Which true freshman quarterback won in week one at Florida State?
That would be Hank Bachmeier of Boise.
Very nice. 1-0 Trey. Ryan, your first question. Who caught the game-winning touchdown pass in Pitt's upset win over UCF?
In Pitt's upset win over UCF, it would be Pickett.
The Pitt special, Kenny Pickett. The quarterback, mm-hmm. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Trey, question number two for you. In a home loss against Kansas State, which quarterback flew like a helicopter in an attempt to leap for a first down?
Yeah, that was Mississippi State, not Tommy Stevens. It was Garrett Schrader.
All right, you guys are perfect so far. Ryan, question two for you. A Louisville cheerleader broke her nose after being hit by a pass thrown by which quarterback?
Which one was it? I'm going to go with Juwan Pass.
It's a good guess, but Trey?
That was actually the opposing quarterback, Ian Book of Notre Dame.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, yes.
It does seem like something Juwan Pass would do, though. So
yeah, it does, right?
I can understand. But okay, so Trey, you are up 3-1. And here is your final question here in round one. It's another Pitt question. Pitt's second leading receiver is a senior named Maurice French. How do you spell his last name?
Wow. I have no idea. Let's say, if you're asking me, it's probably not what it, the normal French. French?
No, Ryan, chance to steal. You need this to stay alive here in round one.
I'm just going to go with the off chance that you were just trying. I don't know. Are you just trying to pull a fast one on us here? You know, I don't know.
Poker face here. Poker face.
Yeah. French. I'm just going with it. Put an E.
You guys are both wrong. Trey, you almost inadvertently spelled it correctly because you stumbled at the beginning, but it is French.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
There are two Fs. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So that means that, Trey, you win round one. But Ryan, just for fun, your last question here. Which player said about BYU, quote, "We never going to lose to them. They some poo-poo."
BYU. I'm going to... Which player? Jarrett Garantano. I don't remember.
Nope. It was Tyler Huntley after they beat them.
Ah, okay.
Quarterback for Utah.
Holy war.
All right. So, Trey, you are in the lead, 1-0. And here we are, round two. The category is teams. Ryan, first question for you. Which team shanked a PAT in overtime to lose by one at Florida State?
UL Monroe.
Very good.
All right, Trey, which team won the Rio Grande rivalry game this year?
Ooh, we got New Mexico State. I'm trying to recall who actually won. I'm going to go with the Lobos, New Mexico.
Yep, that's correct, because New Mexico State is currently does not have a win. So
they're very bad.
But that was a close one. It was a shootout, 55-52. In the battle for New Mexico, as Ryan likes
exactly.
to call it.
As Ryan, yes, likes to call it.
Okay, so 1-1 here in round two. Ryan, which group of five team ran a fake kneel down and then a 53-yard touchdown pass to win on a Thursday night?
The Green Wave, Tulane.
Yeah, that pretty much sealed De'Arik King's redshirt fate, I think.
Yep.
It did. It did. Very good. Trey. You're down 2-1. In the first 2 weeks of the season, Fresno State quarterback Jorge Reyna ended his team's chances of winning on the road by throwing game-ending interceptions against which two Power 5 teams?
They were eerily similar throws, too. It was obviously, they could have won both, but the first was against USC, Michael's Trojans, and the second was against PJ Fleck's Golden Gophers.
Very good, Trey. All right, it's 2-2. And Ryan, here is your final question of round two. Wisconsin has four shutouts in six games this season. Name three of the four teams that they shut out.
Michigan State, Kent State, and they also shut out South Florida. And Central Michigan was the last one, I believe.
Wow, you got all four. That's very impressive. That was quick, too.
Well done.
Yeah, well, I envy them, so.
I almost want to give you extra credit for that.
Yeah. They're good, man. Hard not to take notice.
Okay, Trey, you need this to force a tiebreaker in round two. Which two teams won in week zero?
Oh, Florida beat Miami and Hawaii won that crazy thriller against Arizona.
Okay, you guys both swept that category.
Whew.
So we need a tiebreaker. Let's see here. What do I have? Okay, so the tiebreaker, the question is, Omar Bayless of Arkansas State currently leads the nation in receiving yards. How many receiving yards does he have? So Ryan, since you went first this this round, you get to choose whether you set the over-under and have Trey guess or the other way around.
Oh, boy. You know what? Last time I think I set the over-under. I'm gonna let Trey set it.
Okay, Trey, what are you setting it at?
I'll set it at 600. No, let's do like, well, it's 1,000. Yeah, let's go 585.
Okay, Ryan, over or under?
I'm going to go over that.
Oh,
yeah, that was not a great number, Trey. I mean,
yeah, well, I was thinking,
I said like 750 or something.
Yeah, 843 is what he's at.
Ooh, wow. Wow.
I'm glad I let Trey go.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, wow. I mean, most teams have played what, six games? So,
yeah, no, yeah. I know, but I was thinking, I don't know. I was initially thinking if you were on pace for 1,100 yards, I know that's not the leader, but still through six games. Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's really easy for me. I'm looking at the answer, so I can call you an idiot as much as I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I whiffed. I should have made it a little higher, but still, I wouldn't have guessed. How much was it? How many yards?
843.
Yeah. I would have never guessed 843, though, if I had to.
Yeah.
All right. So now it is tied 1-1. Round three is coaches. Trey, you have the first question. After a win at Liberty, which head coach gave a thumbs up to Hugh Freeze, who was coaching from a hospital bed in the press box?
Oh, was it Dino Babers of Syracuse?
It was Dino Babers. Ryan?
Yep.
Miami of Ohio head coach Chuck Martin said the following about which team, quote, "It's kind of like going to recess and they have the first 85 picks."
Yeah, that's, it was a great quote. He said about the Buckeyes.
All right, 1-1. Trey, which head coach said that their opponent's locker room did not have air conditioning? The visitor's locker room.
Right. It was Eddie O of LSU when they played Texas.
All right, you guys are dominating right now. Brian, your second question. Mike Leach called his team fat, dumb, and happy and entitled after a 38-13 road loss against which team?
Utah.
All right, 2-2 here in round three. Trey, an NFL rookie running back said that, despite his serious demeanor, this college football head coach loves telling D's nuts jokes.
Is it Nick Saban?
Ooh, yes, you pulled that one out.
I kind of squeaked that out. Is that Josh Jacobs?
It was Josh Jacobs. Extra credit there. Okay, Ryan, you need to get this right to force another tiebreaker.
Okay.
Mark D'Antonio said of this opposing player, quote, I haven't really thought of him in the human context.
Chase Young.
All right. You guys, again, swept the entire round, so I need another tiebreaker here. Okay, this is a good one. I like this one. So I have the Sagarin ratings in front of me, and you guys have to go back and forth naming the teams that have the best Sagarin rating in their conference.
Okay.
So that's what, there's 10 conferences, so you can go back and forth. You can choose whichever conference you want, and yeah. So let's see, who goes first? Trey, you go first, because you started out this round, so go ahead.
All right, I'll start out with Alabama.
Yes, Alabama leads the SEC. They are second.
Okay, I will say Ohio State.
Ohio State is number one, so yes, they lead the Big Ten.
I will go with Clemson.
Clemson is fifth, and that is number one in the ACC, obviously.
I would hope so. I am going to go with Oregon.
Yep, Oregon is eighth. Oof. That is tops in the Pac-12.
All right. I was a little worried about Utah there, but okay.
Oh, good call. Let's go with we'll go with Oklahoma.
Mm, yeah.
Of course, they are fourth. All right, you guys have exhausted the Power Five conferences, so yeah. On to the Group of Five.
All right. I'll go with the best Group of Five team, Boise.
Yes, they are 22nd. That is first in the Mountain West by a wide margin.
Oh, man, now this is, I got a 50-50 chance here with the AAC. I'm going to say Cincinnati over UCF.
Oh, nope.
Brutal.
That was a rough one. You were right to think it was kind of a 50-50 chance. Cincinnati is 27th, but UCF 25th.
I was, oh gosh.
Thank God. I don't know who, let's see, I would have had to go to the, App State. I would have gone
Upstate. Yeah, Sunbelt was the next easy one, Upstate.
But, I had a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, Conference USA and the MAC were also difficult. I mean, so anyone want to make guesses there?
Conference USA, I'll say Florida Atlantic now?
Yeah, Florida Atlantic.
Oh, they are.
Yep, they're 75th.
And the MAC?
And then the MAC, yeah. The MAC is a mess.
Western Michigan?
What did you say?
Western Michigan?
It is Western Michigan, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And they are 69th.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. Very nice.
Okay. All right, well done, guys. Trey, this is rough. You have lost both tiebreakers, so you're down 2-1.
Oh. He hasn't missed a question yet either.
Oh, you're right. Think. Trey has not missed a question except for the tiebreakers.
Well, I think you've only missed one, to be fair. So,
all right, round four. The category is potpourri. Ryan, first question. Carson King held up a sign on game day with his Venmo username claiming that the supply of which type of beer needed to be replenished?
The college classic, Busch Light.
Nice.
Very well done. Trey, in week 7, which team started a black quarterback for the first time in school history?
That would be BYU.
Of course. Ryan, your second question. A grocery store in which state removed Irish Spring soap from their shelves in the week ahead of the Notre Dame coming to town?
Boy, I am hoping it's Georgia.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, Trey. Early this season, a four-year-old sold lemonade outside of his grandma's house to raise money for which struggling coach's buyout?
Gosh, I remember this. Was it Jeremy Pruitt, Tennessee?
That's not true!
Ryan, chance to steal?
Yeah, it's good old Willie Taggart.
Oh. Oh, that's right.
All right. Ryan takes the 3-1 lead here in round four. And then, Ryan, okay, your question here. If you get this right, you win the round. A satirical website posted a story joking that T. Boone Pickens left $30 in his will for Mike Gundy to do what?
Cut his mullet?
That sounded like a guess.
It was a guess. I didn't know, but sounds about right.
All right. Ryan takes a 3-1 lead in the match.
Wait, can we get a recount here? What happened in that round?
What in that round? Ryan's that up 4-1 right now, I think.
Was it? Did I miss two questions?
Well, I got the three directed at me, and then I stole one of yours.
Yeah. And Trey, we haven't asked your third question of the round.
Dang it.
Did you think you were closer in this round?
All right, let's do it. Let's do the last one for fun.
Exactly. BYU won in double overtime at Tennessee in week two. Where did the Newman family watch the end of that game?
We were all somber after the first Nebraska loss. We were at a pizza place.
You got to name the pizza place.
Oh, excuse me. Lucadia Pizza.
Pizzeria.
Oh, I'm giving you a wrong answer there. I guess when I ask that question in the online for the listeners, I'll just say, what type of food were we eating?
Yeah, there you go.
They can make a guess.
Yeah, true. Tough one to. Yeah.
Okay. So, Ryan, you are up 3-1. Trey, you have to win both rounds to force a tiebreaker in the end. Round five, the category is leaders. Trey, your first question. Which player leads the nation in tackles with 83?
I'm just going to go with the tackle machine from last year, too. Evan Weaver of Cal.
Yep. Good one.
Very nice. Very nice. Ryan, this Boise State edge rusher leads the nation in sacks with 9.
Oh, wow. Weaver.
You know what? Since you're in the lead, I'm gonna make you get the first name.
Well, you didn't specify.
Okay, well.
This is Jeopardy rules, I thought.
No, because there's two great defensive players named Weaver, so I have to get you to specify.
Man. Golly gee. Caleb? Damn it.
It's close. Close. I believe it's Curtis.
I was going to say Curtis.
I got the two Weaver boys.
Darn it.
All right. Well done, Trey. So you are up 2-0 here in round
that's
five.
That's kind of a, I'll take it, Ryan.
Hey, it counts. It counts. Trey, your second question here. Chuba Hubbard leads the nation in rushing yards with 1,094. Which Big Ten running back is second with 826?
It seems obvious. I guess I got to go Jonathan Taylor.
Damn it.
Whoa. So get your facts straight.
Ryan, chance to steal?
I guess I got to go J.K. Dobbins.
Wow.
He leads them by 1 yard.
Oh, come on.
That's rough. That's rough.
I would have got that one wrong for sure, too.
All right, Ryan.
Oh, brutal.
Which player who plays for a longtime cellar dweller in the Pac-12 is first in the conference in receiving yards with 709 and tied for first in receiving touchdowns with 9?
Well, it helps that he's on my fantasy team, Isaiah Hodgins.
Well, I didn't realize he was on your fantasy team. I wouldn't have asked you that.
Yeah, first place, baby.
Oh, I tied last week.
Yeah, you did. That's weird. But didn't you end up getting the win? I don't know. I thought
I got
was
an actual tie.
Oh, it says 4-3-1. Weird.
All right, Trey. Which SEC quarterback leads the nation in completion percentage at 79.6?
Oh, Joe Burrow, LSU.
Good work. You are up 3-2 here in round 5. So, Ryan, you need to get this right to force tiebreaker. Which SEC wide receiver had the most prolific receiving day of any player this season with 274 yards and 5 touchdowns?
Devonta Smith, Alabama. Also on my fantasy team.
All right. What the heck, Ryan?
Oh,
this is not fair. Your fantasy team. No wonder you're in first
Ryan's
place.
Receiving core is just dominant.
Okay. So you guys tied that round. We go to a tiebreaker. Trey, you have to win this tiebreaker. So who went first this round? It was... I'm a really bad game show host.
I think it was me, no?
No, it was Trey. It was Trey, the Evan Weaver question.
Oh, that's... Okay.
Okay, so Trey,
right, I just got the last question, so duh.
Trey, you get to choose. So the question is, not including this episode, how many episodes of the College Football Bros podcast have there been? So Trey, do you want to set the total or do you want to have Ryan set the total?
I'm going to defer to Ryan.
Okay, you run the risk of Ryan getting it dead on, but go ahead, Ryan.
Okay. Oh boy. I'm going to go with 107.
Okay, Trey, over or under?
Man,
you need to get this right, by the way, to stay in the game, of course.
Don't joke.
Yeah, well, I know we had the 100th over the summer, so
uh-oh.
I guess we've had more than 7 weeks. I'm going to go over.
Staying alive.
Wow, how many was the total, Mike?
124.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
100 to 124 seemed to go pretty fast.
Yeah, it did. I would have said maybe 110, but whoa.
All right. So now we go on to round 6. And Trey, you need to win this round to force a match tiebreaker. Ryan, your first question here. What was the final score of Arizona State at Michigan State?
Oh, man, it was either 10-7 or 13-10. Oh, boy. I'm going to go with 10-7.
Well done.
Oh, that was close. I heard you say 13-10 somewhere in there.
That was in my brain, too, but okay.
Okay, Trey, what was the final score of USC at Washington?
28-14, Washington.
All right, 1-1. Ryan, Tulsa set a program record for the fewest rushing yards in a game with -73 against which team?
Wow. Tulsa. They did it against Michigan State.
All right, this is a competitive battle here, Trey. You got to keep pace. In a losing effort in which they blew a 32-point lead against UCLA, Washington State quarterback Anthony Gordon threw how many touchdown passes?
I watched this game. It's still stunning. I'm going to say, did he end at 9?
Yeah.
Very well done. Okay. It is 2-2 here in round 6. There are 2 questions left, Ryan.
Uh-oh.
Nevada, true freshman walk-on kicker, Brandon Talton hit a game-winning field goal to
beat
Purdue.
Don't ask me how many yards it is. Don't ask me how many yards
it is. In week 1. Your answer needs to be within 1 yard. How long was the game-winning field goal?
I'm going to go with... dang it. I'm thinking 2 yard numbers here, and they're, you know, there's no number that I could say in between.
There are three numbers that would give you a correct answer now.
I know, but they're too far apart. Oh man, I'm gonna say 55.
Ooh, it was 56. Oof. It was 56.
Oh, was it?
Wow.
Yeah, I was thinking 57 or 54, and I was like, oh, what am I gonna do?
Wow, that was impressive. And he just hit another walk off against San Jose State this past weekend, I believe.
He did. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Really? Wow.
Okay, Trey. So now. You're in a tough situation here. You need to get this question right. Then you need to get the round tiebreaker right. And then you need to get the match tiebreaker right in order to win.
Let's make some history.
All right, let's do it. So, oh man. In a win at Purdue, another Purdue question, Minnesota quarterback Tanner Morgan threw for 396 yards and 4 touchdowns on 22 pass attempts. How many incompletions did he have?
Oh, man, this is tough. One?
Damn it.
Go!
Oh, come on. Dang it. This is tough. And then one. What?
Well, I figured, you know, I remember some efficient game, but...
Woo. All right. There you go, Trey. You are step one of your three-step quest to win. Okay. Now we have to go to a tiebreaker. Man, you guys have tied a lot this episode, but luckily I... Oh, shoot. I don't have enough. I mean, well, we'll see. Trey, hopefully you lose here because I don't have another one after this.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. So... You guys have to go back and forth naming teams that are in the top 10 in points per game allowed.
Okay.
So, and I'll give you a hint. 9 out of the 10 are in Power 5 conferences. And so the first person to get one wrong loses. Ryan, you went first. So you'll go first here. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Power 5 schools. Or no, you just said there are 9 of the top 10 were Power 5 schools, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, UConn's got to be up there, right? Or
No. I was like, I wonder if they're going to interpret this incorrectly. No, the fewest points allowed.
Oh. Okay, well, Wisconsin.
They are number one. Yep. 4.8.
Yeah.
Easy one. I'm going to say Oregon.
Very good. They are third at 8.7.
Penn State.
They are second at 8.2. So you guys have the top three.
Ooh,
good work.
All right.
I'm going to say Ohio State.
They are fourth at 8.8. Good job.
The Hawkeyes, right?
They are fifth. This is unbelievable.
Whoa.
So yeah, that's four of the top five are in the Big Ten.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. All we have left is 6 through 10 now, Trey.
How many Power 5 teams do you say were in the top 10?
9, right?
9. So there's one G5 team left and 4 Power 5 teams.
Wow. Eww, this is getting tougher. Okay, how about this? I don't know. They're always good. Alabama?
I'm so sorry, Trey. You lose.
Was Michigan in there?
Michigan was not in there. Alabama, I can't remember, but they were somewhere around 20 or something.
After those groups, it's I don't know who else. Like Clemson? Is Clemson in there?
Clemson is 7th at 12.3.
Oh. Gosh.
Utah?
Utah's 9th. Very good.
Clemson, why did I not say Clemson? Oh.
Yeah, Alabama's, they've given up some because against Ole Miss. And yeah.
I know they've been leaky, but...
Texas A&M on
28, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the rest of the top 10?
Okay. So, well, how about a guess for the G5 team?
Oh.
They put up 6 points and won against Weber State in week 1.
Oh, Aztecs.
Yeah, the Aztecs. They are 8th. Okay. So, 6th was Georgia, you missed. And then 10th is Florida.
Oh, really? Florida still, huh?
Yep. All right. Well, Trey, step 2 of the journey was not successful. Oh. So, Ryan, you have won trivia. Yet again.
I was worried about choking there. I was up 3-1. I was like, oh boy, I better get this.
Ryan blowing a 3-1 lead would have been great.
Yeah. I was the like, Warriors and Ryan.
Uh-huh. All right, though, Ryan. You get the music. You get the floor.
Oh boy. Well, thanks for a good game, Trey. Great questions again, Michael. It was a great match. We were just going punch for punch. But I'm back on track now. I lost last time, but I'm back on track.
This one stings. This one stings.
It feels like every time I win, it's by barely. Like,
I know. But,
it's true, because Trey, you lost, I believe, did you lose like
three tiebreakers?
You lost, I think, maybe 3 tiebreakers. I don't know. It was a lot of tiebreakers.
Yeah.
I'm the worst game show host ever.
Yeah. 1-3 in tiebreakers.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody, to our mid-season trivia episode. Apologies if the Twitter is not as lively this weekend. I'm going to be on vacation in Seattle, but I'll do what I can. If you guys can tweet at me at CFB Bros, let me know what's happening in the college football world. That would be great. I might miss some stuff. And again, congrats, Ryan, and we will talk to everyone next week.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.